And now it's time for A Dangerous Idea.
Hi, I'm Diane Halpern, Dean of Social Sciences at the Minerva Schools at the Keck Graduate Institute and Professor of Psychology at Claremont McKenna College. I'm also the author of Sex Differences in Cognitive Abilities. What's a dangerous idea? Well, here's one: the ability to choose the sex of your own baby. Why is it so dangerous? It's dangerous because it's fraught with all sorts of gray areas that allows people to really gloss over the ethical issues that are involved in these sorts of decisions. It is now medically possible to choose the sex of your as-yet unconceived babies every year for decades. I've asked students in my college classes if they could actually plan in advance, what would they have, how many children, how many males, how many females, and repeatedly over many countries, over many decades, the modal response is two. Most people want a boy followed by a girl. If they want one child, it's more often a boy. If they want three, they want boy, girl, boy. And yet, these are certainly not a representative sample of the population. This is a group that's more likely to be egalitarian in their attitudes than general population. And if they were to get exactly what they wanted, we would soon have an excess of males, and all those traits that are associated with being firstborn or only children would be, in fact, correlated with being male. Economists would argue, well, the economy will be such that it will be balanced out later with girls. But in fact, research has shown that so far, that's simply not been true. In other countries in the world, such as China and India, we already know we have a huge excess of males now that couples are able to predetermine the sex of their child. You might say, well, those are in other countries. What about the U.S.? The evidence is more subtle, but the preference for sons is still strong. We see it in a variety of ways. Couples that have two girls are more likely to have a third child than couples that have two boys. So this makes this a dangerous idea. But perhaps the even greater dangerous idea would be trying to stop advances in medical science or giving these choices over to the government. I'm guessing that many listeners of childbearing age would want to choose the sex of their yet unconceived child and see no problems with this practice. Well, what if you could also choose their intelligence, their height, their eye color? Should that be allowed as well? Few things are in life are as appealing as the possibility of a perfectly balanced family, which in modal response would be an older son and a younger daughter, an improved version that looks just like you.
That's Diane Halpern's Dangerous Idea. You'll find more dangerous ideas on our website at ttbook.org.